A town in southwestern Wyoming is being forced to imagine life without coal at the center. Its power plant could close years earlier than expected, threatening hundreds of jobs. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports city leaders are racing to avoid becoming another ghost town.
Jim Bills stands under a carport at his white suburban home in Kimmer. He's lived in town for the past 40 years. Worked at the Kimmer coal mine as a truck driver, laborer, and driller for 35, until he retired. The mine, along with the power plant it feeds, are central pieces of the local economy.
You know, a year ago, the town was going smooth. Same thing it's been doing for 100 years, a nice place to live, everybody's happy. We didn't see it coming.
What the town didn't see coming was that a large utility put its local power plant on a list of possible early closures. That's on top of the fact the local coal mine's owner, Westmoreland, filed for bankruptcy last year. It caused retirees like Bills to lose out on medical benefits. The news shook the town, says Mayor Tony Tomasi.
I thought, well, I'm seeing what it says, but this can't be real.
Tomasi's driving around Kimmer, a neighboring Diamondville. He says the area was built by coal. We pass a cement wall with an engraved image of figures taking a pickaxe to coal, abandoned antique shops, and a park called Miners Memorial. Tomasi points out a recreation center that was built by energy companies.
Industry got together, built it, paid for it through a bond that they taxed themselves on.
In December, Rocky Mountain Power's owner PacifiCorp announced over half of its coal plants were more expensive to run than switching over to renewables or gas. No final decisions have been made about plant closures, but several scenarios have not been closing in 2022. Tomasi says early closure here would mean the loss of 126 jobs and others connected to it.
It's all the auxiliary industry that goes around with that.
Trucking companies, cement suppliers, electricians, and the largest, the Kimmer coal mine, that employs more than 250 people. It relies on Naughton as its primary customer. If both the mine and plant went under, it would mean the loss of hundreds of jobs and the two largest taxpayers in the county.
Because if you take those jobs out of the town, and at this point, I don't know how you replace them.
He says all the uncertainty is hurting business. His car dealership isn't selling as much. You can see for sale signs on homes all over town. A local realtor says property values are declining. So in December, Tomasi and the other city leaders came together to discuss plans for a revitalized Kimmer, plans that don't lean quite so heavily on coal. They hired a new city administrator, Brian Muir, to focus on just that. And he's been busy. With conferences, economic diversification meetings, summits. We had to meet at 9:30 p.m. in the dimly lit city council chambers.
Careful, strategic planning is really even more important for our community than it ever has been because of, we've been in the coal for decades.
Muir helped put together an action plan with an aggressive timeline. Its three main points: diversify the economy, increase manufacturing, and boost quality housing. He's looking at tourism opportunities, maybe attracting visitors interested in fossils. 50 million years ago, the area was full of tropical lakes. Robert Bowen owns a fossil shop in town. In the dusty back room of Wyoming Fossils, Bowen sifts through squares of stone with imprints of small fish, leaves, and even insects.
They're just no two the same.
He says quarries nearby have accessible fossils. The town could take advantage of that, market it more, gear vacation homes to it. For someone who might be interested in skiing in the winter and fossil hunting in the summer.
It's not a cure, but it will help. You know, every little bit we can do is going to help us.
Outside of town, Councilman Mark Quinn is excited about another opportunity. We're standing at the loadout station where the Kimmer mine prepares to send its coal elsewhere. He points into the open prairie. He imagines an industrial park on the 400-acre site out there.
We'd hope to see manufacturing facilities with those parts staged out here, lay down yards with the pipeline parts or various things, possibly silos that handle the materials.
Quinn imagines wind turbines could be made here, or even repaired, or possibly turn coal into a usable material. He says one of the town's biggest resources are its skilled workforce. That could be used here.
Hey, Boo! Woo,
woo! Back at his home, Jim Bills, who retired from the coal mining company, says he loves living here. He's always known it as an energy town, though, and struggles to imagine something else, especially if the plant closes soon.
Hopefully there are solutions, but not three-year solutions. Not that it's going to happen in 3 years. This town will just dry up and blow away.
PacifiCorp will make its closure decision for the Naughton Power Plant on August 1st. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.